Welcome. At the beginning of the Parsha, Parsha Shemot, we have a story where Paro wants to kill all the boys. So he calls, what's his plan? He calls the Mialdot and says, you know, every time it's a boy, kill him. And Pasuk tells us that, of course, that the Mialdot did not listen to him. They feared Hashem and they didn't do it. So Perek Aleph Pasuk Chav says, V'yitav Elokim Mialdot, V'yirav Am, Hashem made it good for the Mialdot. And the nation grew, Vayatzmu Ma'od, and they got bigger. And then the next Pasuk Chavala says, Vayikir U'amil Adot Elohim, because they feared them. Then the Pasuk says, Vayas Lahem Batim. So, there are many pronouns being used here. He did, they did. So, what's Vayas Lahem Batim? So, according to the Pshat that Ramosha Feinstein has here, Vayas Lahem Batim is Hashem made them Batim. Should know that it's not here, but there are other Mefarshim who say Vayaslam Batim is Paro made them Batim. It's part of his ruse. If he knew where they lived, he could have people watch the house, and whenever somebody came to be born, he could have them followed, etc. Such sheetahs exist. But the way Ramosha Feinstein is reading the Pasuk is Hashem made it good for them, so he made them homes. So what are all those extra words in the middle? Vayitav Lahem, how did he make it good for them? Vayaslam Batim. So there's extra in the middle. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, okay, rejecting his assumption there, and says, actually, what is the Vayitav Elokim LaMiladot? How did Hashem make it good for the Miladot? The next two words in the Pasuk, Vayirev Ha'am. The nation grew, the nation became bigger. There were many, many babies. So what is this reward for them? And to answer that, we have to ask, what is the great chiddush about what the Mialdot did? If I tell you, kill someone, what's the din? We don't do it. Why? Because it's, the phrase is, Yahari Vel Yavor, right? So we don't kill any. If somebody says, kill them or I'll kill you, we still don't do it. Yahari Vel Yavor. So Mialdot are told, kill all the babies. What are they supposed to do? Not do it. So what's the big chiddush? Meaning it's nice that they did what they're supposed to do. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, no, you don't understand. Imagine that every time they don't kill the baby, they're putting their life at risk. So that takes a certain amount of courage, you know, and to stand up and say, yeah, Hashem said, don't kill even when you're told to kill. So therefore, I'm not going to kill. And, you know, if I get punished for it, I'm going to get my schar bidei shemayim, and that's part of life. You know, what am I going to do? But what happens when a baby dies of natural death? There's a stillborn, there's a miscarriage. So now, when the jury comes and say, hey, did you kill that baby from that one? Nope, they're off the hook. So maybe they have a feeling of relief. For that, you know, for this one, so if they find out about what we're doing, we're in trouble, but at least this one we're covered, it was a natural birth. Oh, what a relief, we're not going to get punished for this one. That might be a reaction a person can have. Yes, if I need to, I'm prepared to give up my life for what's right. In this specific circumstance, I don't need to give up my life. I could be happy about that, or express a feeling, I don't know, happy is the right word, because there's death involved, but at least a sense of relief. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's me derech ha'olam, shemitzvah sheba bekoshi, something, a mitzvah that you find difficult, you might find a relief when you're relieved of it. For example, kamo shimosh cholek hashem, if you have to take care of a very sick person, sometimes we have to take care of a sick person who really can't manage on his own, and you have to do everything for them, and it's really tough. Even if it's your father and you love him very much, now obviously you would feel terrible if the reason he died is because you didn't care for him properly. But if he does live out as long days, as many as the Kaddish Baruch Hu decides, and now he dies of natural causes, and it wasn't from you, so you might be, yes, you're sad, you lost your father, but you might feel a slight dose of relief. And now, what seemingly a burden you no longer have. We don't fault a person for having that feeling. That is what we refer to as Derech HaOlam. Maybe on some level, you know, okay, we shouldn't have it. Okay, but it's understandable, and therefore, lo shayach lahachshiv ze lechet gadol. We wouldn't consider this a major sin. Oh, what a terrible person, feeling that slight drop of relief that he doesn't have to feel bad for that. Doesn't have to care for them now. They feared Hashem so much that they felt bad every single time Imayam made Yalid. If one of the kids would die, they would feel the bad. Even if they didn't do it. Because there was a disease or a sickness or a miscarriage or a stillborn. They didn't even want it to seem for a second that they didn't want to stand up to this test about killing the babies or listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, because they were sad about each one and didn't feel that even slightest sense of relief, then now it's not so difficult for them because the baby died naturally rather than having the nisayon of killing the baby or being killed. Lachain berchaim Hashem shalom etchem yalitz. Hashem blessed them that no babies died. And that was the bracha. So the pasuk says, Vayitav Elokim lamialdot vayirvaam. The nation grew. That was the bracha. Ubeschut zeh zachu lebatei malchut kahuna levi, who came from Shifrapua / Yocheved Miriam. As we know, we have Moshe, we have Aaron, we have all of Shevet Levi, the Kuna. They were Zochadat. For the schut of them, not only not doing what's wrong, but not even feeling being happy at what might be human nature, a sense of relief from being relieved of a major burden, even that they didn't exhibit, and therefore that's what they're being praised for, that's what they're being rewarded for. It's not in Rav Moshe Feinstein here, but we say a similar thing regarding the Chag of Sukkot. The Gemara tells us the nations of the world, say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, hey, Am Yisrael has mitzvahs, we don't have mitzvahs, you know, wonder you love them so much. Give us a mitzvah. So what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu give them? Which mitzvah? Gives them the mitzvah of sukkah. So what do? They all go in and build a sukkah, and they go sit in the sukkah. And what does Hashem do? He makes it really, 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 really hot. And what do? Oh, I can't stand being in the sukkah for a second. Quick, get me some air conditioning, even in the time of Gemara. Quick, get me out of here. And they leave the sukkah. But they don't just leave the sukkah. What do? They kick the sukkah. Ugh, I had enough of this. So many of the Nosei Kelim and the Farshim there explain, a mitzvah is putter from the sukkah. If the sukkah is so hot that you can't sit there, you're actually putter. But what don't we do? When we leave the sukkah, we go, oh man, it's too hot, I can't stay in the sukkah. It's raining, I can't stay in the sukkah. Too many flies, animals, whatever the situation is, I can't stay in the sukkah. I gotta get inside. But we're sad about it. We don't kick the sukkah and be like, good riddance, I had enough of this. And that's the difference, and that's what the Niladot are being praised with. So the reward of Ayaslim Matim is the incidental reward. The direct reward is Vayirav Am. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's original question is, what are all those extra words in between Vayitav Elokim Niladot and Ayaslim Matim? And the answer is, they're not extra. That's exactly where they belong. The reward for the Miladot is that because they were sad about those who were dying even from natural causes, Hashem made it that there were no more that died from natural causes. So it should be Zocha to realize, to learn from the Miladot, that every mitzvah is an opportunity. We shouldn't be viewing them as a burden. And even though it might be somewhat natural to be relieved of a mitzvah, especially one that we might find to be burdensome and take a lot of effort, but we should be zocha to at least realize and see that each of these mitzvos is a special opportunity to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. Shukor.